From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama is preparing to present his $4 trillion budget to Congress tomorrow. The plan reportedly includes a massive public works program to be paid for in part by a one-time 14% tax on corporate earnings overseas. Republican Congressman Paul Ryan tells NBC's Meet the Press the president's proposal is the wrong way to go.
What I think the president is trying to do here is to, again, exploit envy economics. This top-down redistribution doesn't work. We've been doing it for 6 years. Look, it may make for good politics. It doesn't make for good economic growth.
Ryan says Republicans want to find common ground on tax code reform. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says extremists with the self-declared Islamic State will pay a price for the apparent murder of a second Japanese hostage. The militants posted an online video yesterday that appears to show the beheading of journalist Kenji Goto. It makes no mention of the fate of a captive Jordanian Air Force pilot, but the BBC's Kevin Conley reports Jordan says it's still ready to engage in a prisoner swap.
The Jordanian government said it was working round the clock to secure a deal and repeated that it would trade Sajida al-Rishawi for the pilot's life. But it's not clear if the Islamic State militants would agree to such a direct trade. They may see Muad al-Kasasbeh as a particularly high-value hostage because of his direct role in the air campaign against them and may demand a higher price. They've so far not provided recent proof, in public at least, that he remains alive.
The BBC's Kevin Connolly in Amman. In northeastern Nigeria, the Islamist insurgent group Boko Haram has launched new attacks in the key city of Maiduguri, where the group first formed. It's the second assault in a week on the city they're hoping to make capital of an Islamist state. Maiduguri is one of northeast Nigeria's few urban centers the militants don't control. Spain says hundreds of African migrants have tried to storm a fence to get into Spanish territory. As Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid, tens of thousands of migrants travel from sub-Saharan Africa to Spain's southernmost frontiers each year, hoping for a better life.
Spanish officials say the migrants charged past Moroccan border guards throwing rocks. They reached a double fence that separates Morocco from Melilla, a Spanish territory on the North African mainland, where Spanish border guards repelled them. About 1,000 African migrants have tried to get through this same fence each day this year. It's been fortified with anti-climbing mesh and extra security. The fence marks one of only two land borders between Africa and Europe, both at Spanish territories surrounded by Morocco. Spain recently changed its laws to allow for automatic deportation of migrants, something human rights groups have criticized. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
This is NPR. World number one tennis player Novak Djokovic has won a record fifth Australian Open. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports Djokovic beat Britain's Andy Murray for the third consecutive time in this championship.
Novak Djokovic got an early service break in a grueling first set to take the lead, only to have Murray break back later in the set to force a tiebreak that went Djokovic's way. But a leg injury at the start of the second set left Djokovic stumbling and faltering as a stronger Andy Murray fought the world number one to yet another tiebreak that Murray confidently won. But the exhaustion and pressure seemed to get to Murray in the third set as the momentum shifted to Djokovic, who overcame his leg injury to take the final two sets. Djokovic says he had no choice but to shake off the leg problem if he was going to win.
You're fighting for a Grand Slam title against one of your top rivals, and every point that you win, you need to earn it.
This is Novak Djokovic's eighth Grand Slam title overall. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Kickoff in Super Bowl 49 is about 3.5 hours away. Among the ads that will show in several markets during the game is one urging you to visit Ecuador. Ecuador's government is the first in history to run an ad during the Super Bowl. This one is a 30-second commercial promoting tourism. Meanwhile, off Ecuador's coast, a cargo ship has run aground in the ecologically sensitive Galapagos Islands. The freighter was carrying food as well as thousands of gallons of fuel. Officials in Ecuador say they're taking all necessary measures to avoid any ecological impact. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for